Cottrell, early cross, looking to get it through towards Donaldson, but that was met and cleared by Morgan and out of play for a Blues throw. Thrown in towards Gleeson, it won't match him, but it's flicked on by Donaldson, a chance for Tesha, and he drives it into the corner of the net. Robert Tesha has his first Birmingham City goal. The throw, well, initially it missed its target, but then Donaldson with a neat flick, Tesha arriving at pace, and he picked his spot from 16 yards. 27 minutes gone, it's Blues 1, Rotherham 0. Cottrell that will try to deliver. He hasn't been great from set pieces so far today. Not bad this time, it's parried on the rebound, Clayton Donaldson, and it'll count. There's no flag. Donaldson has his 14th of the season. Cottrell with a powerful strike from the free kick, and the keeper, Martinez, has parried it out towards the onrushing strikers, and Clayton Donaldson with a flying header nods home his 14th goal of the season. 43rd minute, it's Blues 2, Rotherham 0. It's Connor Salmon on the right-hand side, deep in Blues territory, plays it forward towards Frecklington, just too much on it, deflected across goal, and turned in by Matt Derbyshire. Well, Blues created their own problems there, and Rotherham immediately do find a way back into this game, a vital game for them. Matt Derbyshire couldn't miss from close range, but it was an overhit ball for Frecklington that should have been left alone for Randolph to deal with. It was taken out of his hands, and it went across the six-yard box for Derbyshire to score. 48th minute, Blues 2, Rotherham 1.
Fair to say, actually, you ended up making that harder than it might have been today.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, and that's, there's a small disappointment there, because I felt on the whole lots of things we did were very, very good and very positive. I think we started the game first 5-10 minutes. The game was a little bit cagey, like it often is. And I think then when teams start to come onto us, it leaves a little bit more space. And I thought some of our attacking, we worked a lot on the week on rotation of the three behind Clayton and trying to exploit the little gaps down the sides, particularly down their left-hand side, which we felt we could open up. And I thought some of our play was very, very good. You know, that half an hour after that first 15 minutes, we're probably as good as we've played and with as much control and tempo and quality as we played. And I was, in a way, I was slightly disappointed only to come in 2-0 up at half-time.
And you'd asked Andy Shinney to find ways of influencing the game more, and he was finding those positions.
Yeah, again, I mean, I could have easily started Diego, and I'm sure one or two of the fans would have liked me to have done that, but it just felt as though, you know, Shin's automatic response would be that Diego's coming in to replace him, so, you know, give him a chance to show what he's done. He's been brilliant for me, and Diego will get his opportunity, so I thought he was very, very good in there. And again, we've just looked at that sometimes when someone starts on Andy, you know, how we can move that person around a little bit, and we just felt Cots can dip inside and Andy can start running down the sides, and we can just have a little bit of rotation with those three. And like I said, we did some work on it, which I was pleased how it developed. What I wasn't so pleased with, and I said at half time, that's 45, that's all it is, we've got to go and put another 45. And I think the mistake for the goal we conceded really has allowed them to get back in the game, and it's given them an automatic lift rather than them necessarily playing their way into that lift. And that was a disappointment, and you know they're going to come at you then. Obviously they went 4-4-2 just before half time and continued that second half, went very, very direct, tried to play for second balls. And put us under a tiny bit of pressure. I think they only had two shots on target all game, so it wasn't that much pressure. And then later on in the game, I think we just regained that composure a little bit more, and really should have gone and won 3-4-5-1, I think.
The question, of course, for them would be that the penalty incident, does Rob Keenan catch Matt Derbyshire or not?
Yeah, I've watched it again two or three times, and I don't think he does. I think it's a tangle of legs. I don't think it's a deliberate foul. And I think, obviously, they were disappointed. It was a big call, and obviously would have got sent off, I think, automatically if he'd have done that. So I can understand their frustration, but having watched it again, I don't think it was any more of a penalty than when Jonathan Grounds has a three-header in the box and their lad grabs him round the waist and pulls him to the floor, you know. So, but I can understand their frustration. But I think, you know, what we can't do is let all that overshadow the fact that I think for half an hour, first half was as well as we played and as bright as we've played. And I'm sure the fans will have enjoyed that half an hour's performance.
But various players who have got an opportunity to really seize an opportunity in the coming weeks. Robert Tesha today showed his versatility, got a very neat goal, could have a hat-trick actually later on.
Yeah, he could, yeah. I think that, you know, you can, when we sit him, he has that quality to go and join in, which we always want one of those two sitters to go and bridge that gap between our two sitters and our number 10 role. And I think he does that really, really well. He's got great composure and he's got great ability around the edge of the box. And I think he could play in the number 10 role as well, but at the moment we like him in those two. Like you say, he had two great chances after his goal, two great chances late on, and I said to him afterwards, I said, did they not do finishing in Germany? So I was slightly disappointed, and he gave me a little bit of a steely grin. But I thought there was lots of good performances today, and I also think sometimes you're looking for players to come off the bench and have an impact. And I think both players did today. I think Lloydie came on and showed what he's all about when he opens up and he runs for us. He gets into some great positions. He set a good... great chance up for Clayton. I think probably should have just finished it. And he's got into some great areas. And I think also Dave Davies has come on and blocked up in the middle of the pitch. I just felt we were just getting a little bit open for the last 20 minutes. I didn't like that. So he's come and done a great job as well. So, you know, really, really positive.